The first mitzvah that was given to the Jewish people was a Chodesh Hazeh Lefem. We are commanded to establish the lunar calendar. And it all begins with Chodesh Nisan. A Chodesh Hazeh Lefem literally means, this month is yours. We are given mastery over time. The idea of establishing the Chodesh was given over to the Jewish people. This mitzvah distinguishes between world time and Jewish time. The Gemara Masechet Sikkah associates the other nation's system of time with the sun. And that is how they base their calendar. A fixed 365 1/4 days per year. The sun is consistently present. However, the lunar calendar is based on the waxing and waning of the moon. From our perspective, the moon is reborn every single month. It progressively increases until it is completely full and then wanes into oblivion. The word Chodesh, meaning month, is derived from the word Chadash, meaning new. The lunar calendar symbolizes renewal, something that is not possible in a system based strictly on consistency. Even more than that, the moon represents hope in a world of darkness and despair. Just when you think the moon disappeared and all hope is gone, we see a sliver of moon, and our hope is renewed again. In contrast, the sun represents a system of time which has no observable beginning or end. There's a famous adage in Kehelas, "Ein chadash tachas haShemesh." In the solar system, there's no opportunity for hope and renewal. Rosh Chodesh, as we know, is a holiday for women. They refrain from doing certain work. Why is it celebrated by women exclusively? So there's a fascinating reason given for this phenomenon. When things look bleak in Mitzrayim and Paro decreed that all newborn males be thrown in the Nile River, engulfed in misery and despair, the men went ahead and divorced their wives. But the women had the opposite approach. They had faith. They displayed unbelievable strength and resolve. Even after witnessing acts of utter cruelty, after having their babies ripped from their arms, after seeing their children cemented alive in brick walls, they fought back against hopelessness and despair. They had the vision to push forward and failed to give up hope even in the darkest moments. They made themselves appealing and enticed their husbands, thereby bringing children into a world of pain and uncertainty, ensuring the continuity of the Jewish people. Likewise, the moon represents renewal. It symbolizes hope and potential in a world of darkness and distress. Just when we think that the moon disappeared and all hope is gone, we see the rebirth of a new moon, a new month, a renewed hope for optimism. So Mida Keneged Mida, women were given Rosh Chodesh, which embodies hope and renewal as their personal holiday. Last week was the 90th yahrzeit of one of the most important figures in the history of Jewish education, Sarah Schneer, Zichrona Livracha. When she felt the urgency for a system of formal Jewish education for girls, an innovation that was necessary to stem the tide of the Haskalah movement, the era of enlightenment, which tragically lured many Jewish girls away from the ideals of Torah, she established Beis Yaakov, but not without major societal and political opposition. The story is told that a group of men came to the home of the Chafetz Chaim to inform him about this new concept, the establishment of a Jewish girls' school that would teach girls the principles of Torah. They argued that the Torah forbids all such innovations and cited proofs to their position, and they were trying to persuade the Chafetz Chaim to condemn the school. After listening to all the details, the Chafetz Chaim said, "Oi, such a holy undertaking, and I have no part in it." He bemoaned the fact that he didn't have the schus to take part in establishing the first Jewish girls' school. With the blessing of Gedoyla Hadar, Sarah Schneer opened her first Beis Yaakov in Krakow in 1918, with a class of 25 girls. At the time of her passing in 1935, it boasted more than 200 schools all across Europe, attended by over 25,000 students. She said, "My motive behind Beis Yaakov is that Jewish mothers and teachers raise the next generation. Only they can make children love the Torah. It is they who guarantee the spiritual survival of the Jewish nation." Reb Cheskel Sarna Zatzal, the Rosh Hashiva of Sabotka Yeshiva in Hebron, once told a crowd of people, "There's one person who impacted Klal Yisrael the most in the past 100 years. And it is not a Rebbe, it is not a Rav, it's not a Rosh Yeshiva. It's Sarah Schneer, the founder of the Beis Yaakov movement. Caught from the same cloth of those righteous women in Mitzrayim, when everyone saw darkness and Haskalah, Sarah Schneer saw light. She had the conviction and the fortitude to establish a system that ensured the continuity of Jewish girls and mothers around the globe for many generations to come." Chodesh Nisan is the month of Geula. As we see the moon returning and growing ever larger, it reminds us of the lesson that women always knew. Even in the darkest times, when there's no moon, and it seems there's no hope, we have faith that Hashem has not abandoned us, and that this month He will send us our Yeshua. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.